blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 74. 44 tonight, chance of rain showers. Sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69. Highs level off around 67. Friday, under sunny skies. 77 Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially established the new task force to address water supply funding across the state of Kansas, saying that they are working to try and preserve the water supplies across the state for as long as possible, with many reservoirs and lakes still being dramatically low in the state.
Only one boat ramp is accessible right now. Other than that, some of our beaches are extended a little bit further out than they normally are. But mainly it's just 8 foot low.
That audio from KSN News as Governor Kelly has released a statement saying, quote, developing a comprehensive, long-term and sustainable water program is long overdue and a significant step forward in ensuring Kansas's water supply is preserved for generations to come. In other news, Governor Kelly has approved 9 new laws to take effect here in the state of Kansas. That coming at the time with the state legislature gathering again on Thursday for the final veto override session of the year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready for a new car? You can choose your ride this April at First Council Casino and Resort. That's right. Choose your ride with up to $50,000 in cash on Saturday, April 26th. And that's not all. We are giving away $5,000 in cash every Saturday. Earn entries with your 7 Clay and Players Club card and drive away with cash in your brand new ride. More rewards, more concerts, and more fun at your home for life-changing jackpots. Come see us at 7 Clay and First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, kick off the weekend with week 2 of UFL football as the Arlington Renegades take on the Birmingham Stallions at 7. On Saturday afternoon, saddle up for the American Rodeo Championship at 4. And on Sunday, catch Major League Soccer as Sporting KC takes on Portland at 1. Then IndyCar Racing revs up in Long Beach at 3:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The Kansas Department of Education says that they are now working to try and get back a near $22.6 million that was set to come from the federal government that was earmarked helping students recover from learning gaps that happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came after the Education Stabilization Fund, also known as the ESF, had been canceled by the U.S. Department of Education after a memo from Education Secretary Linda McMahon saying that they were liquidating the program. The ESF overall was an investment of near $276 billion into the state in institutional COVID-19 recovery and rebuilding efforts that was managed by the Department of Education at the federal level in response to the COVID-19 impacts on education. Last year, the Department of Education here at the state level had secured their extension to utilize the remaining funds for the ESF program through March 28th of 2026 and was set to use the maintaining funds for training programs aimed at accelerating student learning and recovery from the pandemic.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Jim Pillen kicked off this week by signing a new letter of intent sent to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking that soda and energy drinks be omitted from the list of eligible purchases for those that use the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP.
I don't know what anybody would think would be the obesity rate in Nebraska, but our university says it's 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 of us have obesity problems, which creates big problems. And as I have said for years and years, our obesity problems are a result of starving in the midst of plenty, where we take in tons of processed foods that gets our taste buds, and they've got nothing but carbohydrates and sugars, and we wake up 50 and 100 pounds overweight, and we're starving to death because we don't get any nutrients.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where he was joined at the announcement with the leadership of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th. The grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some 650 acres were involved in a grass fire Monday evening in northeast Riley County as departments from Riley County, Blue Rapids, Nemahon, Pottawatomie counties responded near the north end of Tuttle Creek Lake. The Harmony Road fire was contained with back burns and a shifting wind. The initial call went out Monday afternoon at 3:30 with a grass and brush fire near Harmony and Dial Roads. A prescribed burn got out of control. At the time, just around 20 acres were involved, which quickly spread. No injuries to personnel or livestock reported. No structures threatened. Crews were on the scene again Tuesday to monitor the situation. Services announced for Father Harul Karasala, the Seneca priest with St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church, who was tragically killed last week. A visitation is planned Wednesday from 1 until 9, with a rosary every 2 hours and a vigil service at 7 a.m. Memorial Mass Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's in Seneca will be live-streamed on YouTube through the church. Severe storm spotter training in Washington County Wednesday evening, April 9th, at the firehouse in Washington. Area communities announcing plans for citywide spring garage sales. Frankfort, April 25th and 26th. Contact City Hall to list on the map. Blue Rapids, Waterville, Barnes, and Greenleaf citywide garage sales May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Wymore Blue Springs citywide garage sales are planned May 23rd and 24th. River Valley Extension District will cover an introduction to estate planning to be held in Palmer Tuesday, April 29th, designed to help individuals and families understand the basics of managing their assets and making informed legal decisions for the future. The free workshop will cover key topics such as wills, trust, power of attorney, and health care directives. Participants will gain essential knowledge to begin the estate planning process. The event Tuesday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church Parish Hall in Palmer. Advance reservations requested. Contact the River Valley Extension District Washington office at 785-325-2121. And River Valley Extension District will host a program on raised bed and container gardening Wednesday evening, April 30th in Washington. Agent Kelsey Hattisall will cover ideas for gardening in contained spaces and non-traditional applications. Reservations requested by Monday, April 28th. Contact the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121. Program on raised bed and container gardening free and open to the public April 30th, 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Kansas Department of Transportation is accepting applications for the Safe Routes to School program for the upcoming school year due by May 2nd. Grants fund development plans, which include an overview of existing conditions and public outreach, also identifying potential infrastructure and non-infrastructure solutions to help improve safety for children who walk, bike, and roll to school. Communities, school districts, and organizations encouraged to apply. More information on the Safe Routes to School program, including application and an informational webinar recording, as well as a question and answer sheet, can be found online through the Kansas Department of Transportation at saferoutes.ksdot.gov/grants-and-funding.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, pork loin, baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail.
This weekend, MMAC presents the hilarious comedy Aprons, a wealthy, eccentric mistress with a homicidal streak. Come join the fun at the Marysville High School Auditorium for a weekend of laughs and fun. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Experience the laughter at MMAC's Aprons, only at the MHS Auditorium this weekend.
River Valley Extension District will host a community coffee hour Wednesday, April 9th, 8 to 9 a.m. at City Building in Lynn. Join the conversation with coffee and donuts provided in Lynn, City Building, Wednesday, April 9th from 8 to 9 a.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Staying breezy throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and morning, gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some rain showers possible into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And some rain may linger early Monday, sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 65. Record high on this date 95. The average low 40 and the record low is 19 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59. Starting the day on a more spring-like note, it's 56 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 9th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, KU and K-State memorabilia, or decor for your home and garden. Entertain the kids with Melissa and Doug toys or kites, which is something new at Reflections. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville and find out why Reflections is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Join a sentimental journey with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative featuring a presentation on proms past, a morning of elegance and nostalgia with timeless music, and a delightful breakfast for those seniors age 60 and older this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibit, of course, always open to the public. Plus, MCAC will host a Sudoku tournament beginning Saturday 10 a.m. at the Arts Center. $5 entry fee with cash prizes, $50 for first place. 10 a.m. starts Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville.
Early exit, but maybe too quick of a hook. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. NBA's best team picking up another win. The Thunder pulling away from the Lakers down the stretch for a 16-point win last night. Oklahoma City picking up win number 65 on the year. First 65-win team since the Rockets in 2018. L.A. playing down that stretch without Luka Doncic. He was ejected, jawing with a courtside fan, but an official thought he was the one Doncic was directing the comments to. Tonight, Lakers, Mavs, Doncic with his first return to Dallas since the big trade. You'll see it on ESPN. Clippers beat the Spurs last night. L.A. sitting fourth in the West. Warriors are sixth. They blow out the Suns by 38. Minnesota, the eighth seed. They blow a 24-point lead in the fourth quarter and lose to Milwaukee. Celtics beat the Knicks 119-117 in overtime. Knicks are now a combined 0-7 against Boston and Cleveland. Cavaliers get past Chicago 135-113 and clinch the one seed in the East for the first time since 2016. Stunner of a move in Denver yesterday. With three games left in the regular season, the Nuggets looking to the playoffs, but they fire coach Michael Malone. General manager Calvin Booth is also out. ESPN analyst Kendrick Perkins says it's a trend.
I'm not surprised, especially in today's game.
Yeah.
And this year, when we have witnessed Luka Doncic being traded, we have witnessed Taylor Jenkins being fired. And so now it's Michael Malone.
Speaking of stunners, Canucks beat the Stars in overtime. Vancouver was down three with a minute to go in regulation. They scored 3:54 to tie it, and they win it in OT. Baseball, Cleveland gets past the White Sox 1-0 on a walk-off walk. James Wood, pair of home runs for Washington. Nats beat the Dodgers 8-2. Braves top the Phillies 7-5. Sean Murphy a home run and four RBI in his first game of the season. Tigers shut out the Yankees 5-0. Paul Skeens gets roughed up and takes the loss as the Cardinals beat the Pirates.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project.
His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Marysville, Kiwanis, and area businesses will host the annual Community Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 12th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Marysville City Park. With over 10,000 eggs for kids up to age 12 to find, they'll break down by age category. As well, Saturday, free Easter movies will show with The King of Kings, Snow White, and a Minecraft movie presented at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Astro 3 Theater. Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 12th, begins at 1 o'clock at Marysville City Park.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. New tariffs are sparking new stock sell-offs. White House calls its reciprocal tariffs are now in effect. Tariffs on Chinese imports now at 104%. Markets around the world falling overnight after Tuesday trading that saw the NASDAQ lose over 2.1%. The S&P dumped nearly 1.6%. The Dow was down 0.8%. The tariffs are freezing up clothing and accessory retailers across the U.S. Reuters says many smaller outlets are now delaying orders from places like China and Vietnam. Many say they'd have to boost their prices by about 40% to cover the costs. For some people, though, the tariffs have them in buying mode. Worries about possible price hikes, driving sales at places like Costco on items with a long shelf life. Wine merchants are bracing for a slowdown, saying the 20% tariffs on everything from Europe will push the price past what casual consumers typically pay. Ryan Clark, ABC.
Marysville, Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $15 for adults. Serving Sunday, the Sons of the American Legion feed 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the healthcare industry continues to go through its reformations with many issues in the industry itself. And consistent access to healthcare is a challenge for many families on the farm all across the nation. As Tim Fielke, the Senior Director of Government Relations at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, says the healthcare challenges for farmers is one of the big drivers of other issues as well when it comes to surrounding rural livability.
What we learned in our conversations with members about this health plan and discussion is it kind of drives some of the other major challenges that they face. So if your option as a farmer to get health coverage continues to be what it has been for years, where it's mom and dad sitting at the breakfast table deciding which one of you is going to get a full-time job off the farm in order to get access to health care, what comes with that is no money, right? Because you're literally just working for those health benefits.
He goes on to say that adding that off-farm job leads to more costs just to get the health care benefits that's needed.
You're taking your own labor away from being available to the farm, and that may require that you then hire someone. So whatever income you're bringing in is going out the door for that. And or it probably means that you have to go out and try to find daycare when there's barely any available. Daycare is a challenge everywhere. But in an area where wherever you're going to drive to might be half an hour or 45 minutes away, at 45 minutes away, is that really actually even available?
Finally, he goes on to say, while it may be an issue all over the nation for many different livelihoods, that subsidies under the Affordable Care Act are available, but says that the farming community definitely has their unique business structures that can present eligibility problems for many farmers. They say, however, there is optimism going on with the ongoing health care conversation in Washington, D.C. with the new administration. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm
Jacob Clout. The chance of someone being bitten by a venomous snake strongly relates to whether that person handles the animal. So, K-State Extension wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts says being able to identify them is a valuable skill. He shares how to determine if a snake can deliver venom.
If you are a person who may want to handle a snake or may decide to handle a snake, learn to identify the venomous snakes. So venomous snakes tend to have a very broad head, and so they have this sort of triangular or arrowhead shape to their head. The non-venomous snakes will still flatten their head out to try and mimic venomous snakes, but the big difference there is the triangular shape on the back of the head of the venomous snake is due to venom sacs.
He discusses more identifiable characteristics of venomous snakes.
There's multiple species of snakes, venomous and non-venomous, that have keeled scales, which means the scales have a ridge down the scale, but all of our venomous snakes are going to have those keeled scales. Our venomous snakes are all pit vipers, and so if you're close enough to see this, they're going to have a secondary opening in between their eye and their nasal openings. That's that pit that is sort of a heat-sensing organ. And then they also have elliptical pupils. So they have pupils that are shaped like cat's pupils, whereas our non-venomous snakes are going to have round pupils.
Ricketts explains how to keep these reptiles out of homes.
We can think about the acronym HER. H stands for habitat modification. So typically we're going to remove the cover that's attracting snakes to our yard. That can be tall grass, piles of wood. It can be rocks, including things that might be landscaping. So if you're really snake averse, then you might want to have more of a sterile yard that doesn't have lots of landscaping. E stands for exclusion. And so that's sealing up the home. And really remember that snakes can get under loose doors. Even a large snake can get through an opening that's only a half inch tall by an inch or two wide. And then removal, of course, is removing those animals. The main thing that folks can do there is if we have snakes that are getting into a home, we can put glue boards behind furniture in homes, because snakes, when they come into the house, they tend to follow structure like walls. And we can place those boards behind furniture to exclude pets and catch the snakes.
That was K-State Extension wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with information on venomous snakes. Learn more at www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Have you made space for spuds in your backyard garden? Some tips for top-notch tubers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 9th, the 99th day of the year. Actress Kristen Stewart has a birthday, and on this day in 1865, Robert E. Lee surrendered his army to General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. April is potato planting time for much of the country. Too many backyard gardeners forego a potato patch because potatoes are so plentiful and inexpensive at the supermarket. But if you prefer homegrown over store-bought spuds, here are the basics. Start with a seed potato. That's a piece of a whole potato with a few eyes. Plant in loose, well-drained soil. Give them consistent moisture. And don't forget to hill your plants once they are above ground. Just push up surrounding dirt around the base for support and protection. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 54 degrees this hour. Warm up into the weekend, mid-70s on tap today, then around 70 Thursday and Friday, with 80 on tap Saturday into Sunday.
Tim's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as yesterday was the home opener for the Wichita Wind Surge as they held a firm 3-1 victory in the Equity Bank Park opening day win over the Midland Rockhounds. It was Darren Bowen dazzling in his Wichita Surge debut, striking out 5 while giving up just a run on 3 hits over 5 innings as the starter. They continue that series today. Staying on the diamond, it was the Shockers run-ruling Newman yesterday as they scored on each of their first 5 innings on their way to a 14-2 win over Newman yesterday during Kids Day at X Stadium. For the KU Jayhawks, it was a completely different story. The number 19 team in the country had their 9-game winning streak snapped as Nebraska defeated them 7-5 yesterday at Hoagland Ballpark. Despite the loss, Jackson Hogue hit his Big 12 leading 15th home run. And it was the K-State Wildcats also using the run rule with 5 home runs powering them to a 12-2 7-inning victory over Missouri State last night. As up next, they will host UCF Kansas on the road against TCU. And for Wichita State, they will start a 3-game series against UTSA.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
KNDY.